This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
El Paso County's seven-day incident rate for COVID-19 has dropped below 100 cases per 100,000 for the first time since October 14th. Hospitalizations and death continuing to decline as we check our latest case numbers. El Paso County added 143 new cases and 6 additional COVID-19-related deaths in the past 24-hour reporting period. Pueblo County also seeing their cases rise with 23 new cases to report. 5 new cases announced in Teller County, 11 in Fremont County. Children's Hospital Colorado going to be taking a part in a study looking at COVID-19's vaccine's effect on kids ages under 11. Dr. Eric Simones with the study says that it's worth it because of the virus's ability to mutate.
This virus is evolving and it's spreading because of our actions.
Simones notes that COVID is a lot different from other illnesses, which is why that study is so necessary. Similar studies taking place in Finland, Poland, and Spain.
Two men suspected in a theft of catalytic converters are being held for questioning by Colorado Springs Police. It happened last night when someone reported individuals were cutting off catalytic converters from vehicles. The person who reported it said that the suspected thieves had left the area near East Wardman and North Academy in an older Chevy Tahoe with a motorcycle strapped to the back. Police and State Patrol troopers tracked down the SUV and pulled it over. Police say a catalytic converter was spotted in the back seat. They arrested Michael Adelsberger and Anthony Portnova. A 29-year-old's under arrest in connection with a pair of sexual assaults. Colorado Springs police say Kevin Lemuel attacked two people last summer after meeting them at local bars. There are concerns other victims may be out there. Anyone with information should call police. And a man sought in connection with a bank robbery in Pueblo is in custody following his arrest on shoplifting charges. Police were called to Walmart yesterday, taking into custody Martin Garza on the shoplifting charge. They later found he had several outstanding warrants, including one for the robbery of the Sunflower Bank on May 11th. Investigators say they identified Garza through surveillance footage that showed him changing his clothes after the bank robbery. And the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office is investigating after a body was found in a field in Pueblo West. Details now with KRDO's Bryn Carman.
The body was found on private property near North Purcell Boulevard on Tuesday afternoon. The cause of death has not been determined, but the Sheriff's Office is investigating the death as suspicious. They are asking anyone who might have information about the man's death to call the Sheriff's Office as soon as possible. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
5 people now out of their home along with their 2 pets after a fire broke out near the Valley High Golf Course in Colorado Springs. Fire broke out yesterday at a home on Sumter Drive off of Monterey with heavy smoke visible for miles. Fire Captain Mike Smaldino said that no one was reported injured and there is heavy damage from the flames and smoke.
Good reminder for us is make sure you have working smoke alarms. They may save your life. You might not have a neighbor that is able to come over. So in this case here, it was really good that that neighbor did come over. They didn't assume that the house was empty.
Maldino says this incident, again, just that additional reason to make sure you are prepared for fire safety.
Colorado Springs Utilities has restored power to thousands of customers after an outage that affected several areas of the city. About 10,000 customers in all were affected when the outage hit around 5:30 yesterday afternoon. It was the second day the utility had to deal with an outage affecting thousands of customers. In this case, CSU said that the outage that happened Tuesday night was caused by a raccoon that managed to knock out power at a large substation.
The Housing and Building Association, along with Pikes Peak Region Crime Stoppers, offering a $1,000 reward for anyone who can help catch thieves stealing lumber from area job sites. The price of wood gone up 250% and in turn has become a popular item for thieves. Renee Zentz with the HBA says that they're convinced people are stealing these pieces of wood and selling them back on the black market.
It has to be, right? I mean, whenever there's a demand like this, it's supply and demand, and there's such a demand that people are willing to supply it at any type of risk.
The HBA says that there's always been some level of job site theft, but in the past 6 months, it has reached unprecedented levels.
An Army specialist will get to live out her dream of competing for the Miss America title later this year. Maura Spence Carroll won the Miss Colorado title on Tuesday, competing as Miss Fort Carson. The intelligence specialist is the first active duty soldier to win the state title. She will take part in the Miss America pageant this December in Connecticut. And I wonder if her talent is taking down America's enemies.
That's right.
I mean, intelligence specialist with the Army. I mean, she's bringing a lot of tools in her toolkit.
Yeah, that talent could be a hacking, if you will. She could hack in and make sure she gets further on in that contest.
No, we wish her all the best. Good luck, Maura.
Sunny skies and hot temperatures for your Thursday afternoon. Looking for highs in the low 90s around Colorado Springs, 97 in Pueblo, and a few low 100s out across the plains. Cooler on Friday after a cold front passes across the area, 79 for Colorado Springs Friday afternoon, 85 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.